From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. For people who operate sod farms, the COVID-19 pandemic and the deepening drought have brought changes to their business. The pandemic cut demand from schools and sports stadiums, but brought an uptick in residential business. Drought prompts buyers to seek sod that uses less water, so growers have maintained a trend toward production of water-saving grasses. One grower says the previous drought had a heavy influence on what he markets today. The improving farm financial situation is benefiting the ag equipment sector, and as a result, tractor sales continue to do well. AgWeb.com reports new numbers from the Association of Equipment Manufacturers monthly flash report show sales of all tractors were up 23% last month compared to the same month a year ago. In the first 4 months of the year, sales are up 39% year-to-date. Trucking prices shot up in mid-May and will likely continue that trend through the 4th of July, thanks to the rising spot market for trucks. In recent USDA reports, according to thepacker.com, refrigerated truck rates for Salinas, Watsonville, California vegetable shippers reached as high as $12,200 to Boston on May 11th, up 10% from the previous week and up 24% since March 27th. Mid-May rate increases range from 6-10%, with diesel prices up 33% year-over-year on average. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.